It's well known that when Rav Meir Shapiro was lobbying the Gedolim of his time for his idea of Limud Daf Hayomi, he would often quote a Gemara in Masechtas Yevamos, Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there tells a story. Omer Rabbi Gamliel, Pamachas Ayisi Mahalach Basvino. I was once on a boat, V'Ayisi Svina Achas Shenishbara, and I saw that there was another boat that had broken. V'Ayisi Mitztair, and I was in terrible time, because there was a Talmud Chacham on that boat that was drowning. And he said, you know why I was in so much tzar? Because that wasn't just any Talmud Chacham. Umani Rabbi Akiva. It was the great Rabbi Akiva. Ukshalisi be'abosha. Rabbi Gamliel says, when I came to dry land, Yoshev v'don lefaner ba'alacha. Rabbi Akiva walked into my best medrash, and he started talking to me and learning. Amarti lois, I turned to Rabbi Akiva, and I said, Bini, mi helcha. How did you get here? You were supposed to have drowned. Omar Ali told me, Daf shel svina nizdaminle. I was drowning, and as I was drowning, a board of a ship came in my direction, and I grabbed onto it. V'cholgal v'gal shabalai, and every wave that came towards me, nenesi le'roishai, I grabbed onto the dach with all my might, and that's how I was saved. And Rav Meir Shapiro would say that the pnimius of this Gemara is that Rabbi Akiva Kiyudua had a very difficult life. Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim, etc., etc. And Rabbi Gamliel looked at Rabbi Akiva and he says, how did you become the great Rabbi Akiva? How were you able to overcome all that adversity, all your nesiones? And his answer was, Daf shel svina nizdaminli. I held on to the daf. And Rav Meir Shapiro, perhaps Baruch HaKodesh, said that he believes that Daf shel svina means limud daf hayomi. And he was maftiach. He said that any person that will take upon himself the tremendous oil of learning daf yomi, he'll see moifsim, he'll see yeshuas, he's going to have his own personal daf shel svina. This is something that everybody knows. But I want to tell you the rest of the story. And I saw in a sefer that was written recently by a goyim, Rav David Mandelbaum Shlita, in Eretz Yisrael. It's a two-volume biography on Rav Meir Shapiro. It brings a story. The story was written by Rav Alter Meir Misanuk, who was a close yedid of Rav Meir Shapiro. It's written in the first person, as if Rav Meir Shapiro himself is writing the story. And this is what he tells. Rav Meir Shapiro says that this was shortly after the Anochas Evan Apino of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, which of course was Rav Meir Shapiro's other passion. And Rav Meir Shapiro had gone to the United States of America. He was trying to raise money for his yeshiva. It was a tremendous undertaking, and things were not going very well. They were so bad that Rav Meir Shapiro was to the point where it was hard for him to even leave his house. He wasn't meeting people. He was staying in an apartment somewhere. And he started secluding himself. He couldn't deal with the Agmas Nefesh. He had taken upon himself this oil to raise money for Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. He thought it would go more smoothly. It wasn't. And it was affecting him very, very terribly. Rav Meir Shapiro writes that one day one of his Yedidim came to visit him. And he saw that the matzav didn't look good. Rav Meir Shapiro was really down. He said, why don't we go out for a walk? So he agreed to go with him for a walk. They're walking in a small side street in New York City, and they meet a chassidish yid. The yid sees two Orthodox Jews walking, one of them looking very rabbinic, and he says, Yidin, did you daven mincha yet? So they said, no, we didn't daven mincha yet. He said, do me a favor. I'm a shamus in a shul. The president has yahrzeit today. I promised him that I would have a minyan for him today for mincha. I have eight people. I need two. If you come, you'd be mashing the minyan. And then he told him, I want you to know this president's a very wealthy person. He's a very powerful person. And I'm afraid for my job. So he made a very dramatic plea. He said, my parnos is on the line. Tumecha toiva, come, be mashing the minyan. Vashteitzach Rav Meir Shapiro and his chavra went. They came to be mashal l'minyan. They daven mincha. After mincha, this president, whose name was Mr. Sam Jonas, approached Rav Meir Shapiro, not knowing who he was, but he looked rabbinic, and he said, Kvod HaRav, maybe you can get up and say some mishnayos, Lilu Nishmas, his father. And Rav Meir Shapiro agreed. As he's walking up to the front of the shul to say mishnayos, he realized that he hadn't learned the daf yet. So he decided, instead of saying a few mishnayos, he's going to learn that day's daf. That day's daf was Masechtas Soita, Daf Chof Aleph. So Rav Meir Shapiro sits down to give Soita Daf Chof Aleph. It's a classic daf. And as he's going through the daf, the Gemara talks about the Yisachar Zvulun relationship. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Im Yitei Nishas Kol Hoim Beisoi Be'ahava, the unbelievable maila that a person has if he supports Torah. The Gemara talks about Shimon and Achi Azariah, two brothers who had this relationship where one would go work, the other one sat and learned, and the one that worked supported the one that learned. And Rav Meir Shapiro, who Kiyudua was the greatest speaker of his generation, went into an emotional digression about the chashivos about the chashivas for supporting Torah. Rabbi Shapiro was in a place where he was suffering from this, and he wanted so badly to raise money for his yeshiva. And in the excitement of this gemara, miteinishes kol hayim beisay baz yevuzulay, he lost it, so to speak, and he went off on this unbelievable, beautiful piece about the chashivas of supporting Torah. After Rabbi Meir Shapiro finished giving Soita Daf Chaf Aleph, Mr. Sam Jonas went over to the Yedid of Rabbi Meir Shapiro and he said, "I have two questions." He said, "Number one, who is this person? And number two, why did he just say Shir on the Sechtes Soita Daf Chaf Aleph?" So he turned to him and he told him, "This Yid is Rabbi Meir Shapiro. He's the founder of Daf Yoimi. Did you hear about Daf Yoimi? He started it." And he was all starstruck. He said, "Wow, he started Daf Yoimi. I can't believe it." He said, "Yeah, and today's Daf is Mesechtes Soita Daf Chaf Aleph." So the Yid, Mr. Jonas, went over to Rabbi Meir Shapiro and he told him, "You know, I'm sorry, I didn't give you the proper covet. I didn't realize who you are." They started talking, and in the course of the conversation, it became very clear that Rabbi Meir Shapiro wasn't just in the United States. He was here to raise money for what would be his legendary yeshiva, Yeshivas Chachmi Lublin. And Mr. Jonas, so taken aback, took out his checkbook and he wrote a $1,000 check, which adjusted for inflation in the late 1920s was a lot of money. Not just that, he made what was perhaps the first parlor meeting in the United States of America. He made phone calls, he got his chaverim to come and to match, and before all was said and done, Rabbi Meir Shapiro had raised a mashunadig amount of money. And Rabbi Meir Shapiro wrote, he said that this story was a turning point in the success of Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin. And then he concluded, he said, "I used to walk around when I told the Chevra to take upon Daf Yoimi, and I promised Daf Shal Sfina Nizdamnali, you'll see that if you learn Daf Yoimi, you're going to be Zoichet to Yeshua's." And Rabbi Meir Shapiro said, "I had a personal Yeshua. My Yeshua, my Daf Shal Sfina was Mesechtes Soita Daf Chaf Aleph. Through that Gemara, I was Zoichet to have a personal Yeshua, and Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin was Zoichet to have a Yeshua."